Constraints on the abundance of primordial black holes from lensing of gravitational waves for the third-generation gravitational wave detector, by Huan Zhou et al. Since the first gravitational wave, GW, event from binary black hole, BBH, was detected by LIGO Virgo, GWs have become a useful probe on astrophysics and cosmology. If primordial black holes, PBHs, contribute a significant fraction of dark matter at wide mass range, they will cause microlensing in the GW signals with long wavelengths that are distinct from the lensing effects of electromagnetic signals from astrophysical objects. In this paper, we apply the lensing effect of GW from BBH to derive constraints on the abundance of PBHs for the Cosmic Explorer, a third-generation ground-based GW detector. We firstly consider two channels of formation of BBH that contribute to low and high redshift GW sources, including the astrophysical origin BBH scenario and the primordial origin BBH scenario. Secondly, comparing with the method of optical depth, we use the Bayesian analysis to derive constraints on the abundance of PBHs with different mass function of lens taken into consideration. For a null search with 1,000 detected GW events of BBH, we find that the abundance of PBHs could be constrained to is less than or equal to 0.1% in the mass range as greater than or equal to 500 emsin at 68% confidence level. In addition, if a GW event lensed by MPBH equals 100 to 300 emsin is detected in 100 detected GW events of BBH, we can derive that the abundance of PBHs is from 2.3% to 25.2% in this mass range with the Bayesian analysis. This was constraints on the abundance of primordial black holes from lensing of gravitational waves for the third generation gravitational wave detector, by Huan Zhou et al.